Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
It's time now for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. Randy, good morning. I understand your first story is evidence that sports is big business.
Yeah, certainly, Beth, not a shock if you watch or listen to any of the sports nationwide, but it filters down to the local level also. And we learned recently the Rochester area will be host to 9 upcoming NCAA events over the next few years. That's according to the local tourism organization Visit Rochester. They tell us Monroe County will be hosting 3 national championships and 6 regional events. The championships all involve Division III sports. They take place in 2023 and 2025. Don Jeffries heads up Visit Rochester. He says one of the bigger events will be the Division III men's and women's outdoor track and field championships at St. John Fisher College in 2023.
The men's and women's track and field at St. John Fisher is their largest event. That's the largest Division III championship there is, as far as number of teams, people competing, coaches, and what it draws, the families.
Jeffrey says the NCAA has estimated all of these events will have a total economic impact of about $2.8 million on the area. The sanctioning body also assuming, of course, a vaccine for COVID-19 will be up and running by the time these events happen, so those events, they hope, can safely draw a number of fans. The city of Rochester, one of 30 cities that will participate in a new program designed to help cities tackle budget crises and also help them advance equity. The program through Bloomberg Philanthropies, that's an organization the city has worked with previously to get help on improving financial stability. The new program is called What Works, Budgeting for Equity and Recovery. It's touted as something that will help cities confront budget crises while strengthening their commitment to equity in the wake of COVID-19. Rochester officials note that nearly 90% of U.S. cities expect revenue shortfalls in the wake of the pandemic. When the Rochester Downtown Development Corporation had its meeting last week on the state of the economy locally, a lot of the discussion had to do, of course, with the impact of the coronavirus and the thousands of jobs lost since the pandemic began. But there was also some optimism expressed for expansion plans of companies that still are planning to do that in the Rochester area. One concern, though, expressed by some of the panelists, making sure that people in the local workforce have a chance to compete for the new jobs. And Matt Hurlbut is president and CEO of Greater Rochester Enterprise. He says programs like those at Monroe Community College must be used to help train people who want to apply for these jobs in high tech and other industries so that they can take advantage of opportunities when local companies are expanding.
We need to make sure that we look to get people who have not participated in the recent growth into those programs so that they can have success now. In fact, there is hiring going on, especially in technician level jobs at companies like L3Harris, American Packaging, Ledestre Foods, HP Hood, IEC Electronics. So getting people into that pipeline is very, very important. Aligning those systems is important.
Hurlbut did say site selectors, those are the consultants who help companies find new locations, do see activity picking up next year. And former Cellino and Barnes partner Ross Cellino has announced the start of Cellino Law, his new personal injury law firm. They've got 35 attorneys statewide. The firm says they retain the majority of lawyers employed by the previous Cellino and Barnes firm. The new company starting just weeks after Ross Cellino mourning the death of his former partner, Steve Barnes. Barnes and his niece died in a plane crash in Genesee County October 2nd. Barnes was piloting the aircraft. Cellino and Barnes were together for more than 20 years, but after some disputes about the business, they officially split up last June. The Barnes firm, a separate law firm, also set up shop this month. Its attorneys include Steve Barnes' brother, Richard Barnes. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.